Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. Verbum Domini. Your right hand saves me, O Lord.
Your right hand saves me.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name.
Your right hand saves me, Lord.
Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things. Your name and your promise, when I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me.
Your right hand saves me, Lord.
Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands.
Your right hand
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Verbum Domini. Oftentimes we think it's the end, that it's all over, when in fact it's really just the beginning of something new. The same holds true for the jailer in our first reading and for the apostles in the gospel today. The jailer despairs when he sees the prison doors wide open and supposes that his career is over, or even worse, thinking there is no way out. He despairs to the point of suicide, drawing his sword to die by his own hands, only to find out it wasn't the end. In fact, it was a new beginning. Like the angel that called out to Abraham to stay his hand from killing his son, St. Paul calls to the jailer, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He falls down before Paul and Silas, who begin what may have been the very first RCIA class, teaching and instructing the jailer and his household in the faith, resulting in their joining the early church. And they all rejoiced at having come to faith in God. In our gospel today, we find the apostles are sad because Jesus says he must return to the Father, and they are grieving. The original Greek for this grief is also expressed as feeling pain over the departure of our Lord. However, the Holy Spirit arrives both to purify and comfort his people in their pain and suffering. The Holy Spirit will manifest himself as tongues of fire, which marks a time of refinement. The comfort given to the jailer and eventually to the apostles at Pentecost is the same comfort God wishes to share with you and me. Each time we attend the sacraments, we are refined. We experience refinement in the reception of the Eucharist, and also through the suffering we experience in our daily lives. And our sin and the suffering caused by our own mistakes are refined in the confessional. But this should never sadden us or cause us to hang our heads or think this work of refinement is just too much to bear. The jailer, who just moments before his own baptism was prepared to carry out his own death sentence, thinking it was the end. And yet, how often do we repeat this same cycle? How many times do we face a trial that life presents and suffer the same temptation to begin reaching for the sword, whatever shape that takes? But we must not despair, because it is not over yet. Even if it seems very much like the end, because it seems when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. About 1 year before I was ordained, my father died quite suddenly. It was one of those moments where I thought I had reached the end of something and couldn't quite find my way out. I had my pastoral assignment at a hospital with an attached nursing facility. After my father's passing, when I arrived for my pastoral work, I would find myself only thinking of my father and my own loss. seeing him and the patients I visited. Even when serving at funerals as part of my training, I was not able to serve the liturgy well, as my mind would again turn to the loss of my father. And I thought perhaps I'd become what is called a compromised minister, not able to serve effectively. I considered leaving formation and decided to discuss this with my spiritual director. I shared with him that it seemed my vocation had died right along with my father. And while he didn't argue with me about a decision to leave, he did say I most certainly couldn't become a minister who needs constant ministering to, and that the only reason we can enter the darkest parts of persons' lives is because we know the way out. And he looked at me and he said, "And you know the way out." I had forgotten. I did know the way out. It's Jesus Christ. I immediately changed my mind and continued my formation and never forgot the lesson that Jesus is indeed the way out and came to set captives free. Perhaps you may be at a point of facing what seems an insurmountable problem, an illness, a loss of mobility, a financial struggle, a separation, the loss of a loved one, and think, "I just can't go on." But God says no. He says, "I have the last word, and Jesus is that word. He is the way out." The gospel tells us that, yes, the ruler of this world is coming, but so is the Holy Spirit, who doesn't need to break out, but wants to break in. He wants to enter the innermost cell of our hearts. God wants to unshackle us from the chains forged by sin and remove all fear from our lives. And for this work, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Pope Francis, in his 2018 apostolic exhortation, Gaudete et Exultate, which is rejoice and be glad, shares that when in God's presence we examine our life's journey and that no area can be off limits. In all aspects of life, we can continue to grow and offer something greater to God, even in those areas we find most difficult. We need, though, to ask the Holy Spirit to liberate us and to expel the fear that makes us ban him from certain parts of our lives. God asks everything of us, yet he also gives everything to us. He does not want to enter our lives to cripple or diminish them, but to bring them to fulfillment. Jesus Christ himself is the answer to the jailer's question, "What must I do to be saved?" The answer: come and believe in the Lord Jesus. Do not hold back any longer. Do not wait another day. Come, find him in his church, in the sacraments, in the confessional. Receive him in Holy Communion, and know with confidence and for certain that he is the one and only way. God bless you.